Hey guys, this is Rowan here from the Access All Aerials crew and a part of the Alternative Feel Good show. I'm currently on the Independent Living course with Shine, and I've been very, very lucky and have managed to catch up with some of the occupational therapist students who are here with me now. Hello guys!
Hi!
How are we all?
Good.
Well, firstly, do you want to go around and introduce yourselves and just tell us a little about you, really?
I'm Charlie, and I'm an OT student at Liverpool, second year.
I'm I'm Martina, and I'm from Ireland, and I'm an OT student at Liverpool as well.
I'm Laura. I live in Liverpool anyway, and I'm an OT student at Liverpool too.
And I'm Sophie, and I'm an OT student at Liverpool as well.
Oh, fantastic. So I suppose that helps, really, that you're all on the same course.
But we don't really like each other, but yeah.
Just kidding.
I guess, what made you want to become an OT?
when I was little, I didn't really know what it was, but then when it... Because my granddad got ill, so I saw it and I was like, that's what I want to do. And it's probably when I was about 10. And from then, I was kind of like, yes. And I had a goal and I did it.
It's just the idea of being able to work with so many different people and being able to help so many more people become independent and help them do the things they want to do, which is, it's so rewarding.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. I guess, so far, would you like to really sort of share with us some of your experiences as a trainee OT? I appreciate you might not want to share some of them, but is there any particular, I can't really say memorable, but young people that you've worked with that have, been sort of, as in that you would remember that person in particular, or...
Yeah, well, there's this guy who came to Shine, his name's Rowan, and, he's just been so inspirational, so great to work with, it's been so rewarding, and I've loved every minute of it. I don't know if you know him, but, he's a great guy.
No, for the course, we get sent all over, don't we?
Mm, yeah, you do a lot of placements.
Yeah, and, we can pretty much go everywhere, don't we?
Yeah.
And we do go everywhere.
They're in a lot of different environments. It can be in a hospital environment or out in the community, working with children, working with people with mental health problems. And that's a great thing about the NOT.
You meet so many new people as well, so you develop your personal skills, communication. You got to deal with people you don't like Laura.
Having a look at here. How did you first find out about Shine?
It was summer last year. We got they advertised at uni, so me and Laura and Sophie all thought, yes, we will go and do that, and then Martina came and joined us with this one.
Yeah, unfortunately for me, I wasn't able to go last summer due to other commitments, but this year I had the time available and was able to do it, so I jumped at the opportunity to get involved in such a project.
This is kind of the first one with adults, but at summer, and some of the other ones that we've done at Christmas, they were all kind of with teenagers. It was the same sort of concept with independence, so it's really nice to see and help others. So.
Oh, fantastic. I guess this one I can sort of ask all of you, but I guess you can sort of contribute individually, really. What, for you, has been the best bits of this weekend?
I just like getting to know everyone. Everyone's so different. And it's just really nice to get to know people individually, which you might not get to do so much on placement.
Yeah. I think it's nice to see everybody who wouldn't really see each other as well, or ever meet each other, kind of all become friends and get really close.
Getting to know people's carers and their families as well, it's also really nice because you get that extra insight into their lives, which is really nice.
I think everyone's really valued the social time that that we've had here, you know, being able to like organise like different games, and everyone sort of just got involved, which I think has been really good considering we've only been here for such a short space of time.
Then the goal setting as well.
Yeah.
I think everybody's kind of taken something away from that, like, so rather than it just ending here, everybody can kind of go home and keep working on everything that they've learned here.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, will you want to keep in contact with the young person that you've worked with to sort of check, like, not necessarily check on them, but just occasionally send them the odd Facebook message or whatever? Just,
I'd prefer to cut all ties now. No, it would be great to keep in contact with everyone, because I feel like everyone's really bonded and clicked in a way this weekend, and it would be a pity for all them friendships to go now just with the weekend. So it would be nice if we're able to go to events in the future together and do more social activities.
I think it'd be nice as well to see how far everybody's gonna go over the next few months.
Yeah, and how everyone's getting on with the goals as well.
What? It's the same thing. Yeah.
Well, I guess if someone like myself was interested in becoming an occupational therapist, how would you recommend they first start out? Would that be going to college or going to uni like yourselves, or?
I would first like maybe do some like shadowing of an OT or try and get some work experience just so you can get a real feel for some of the settings that an OT works in, and I don't know, maybe make sure that it's, you know, something that you'd like to do, because the degree is a big commitment. I think like we'd all agree. It's,
you have to really want to do it. Yeah. And then we all went and did A-levels, didn't we all? And I think you've got to do, like, sciences and...
There are different entry requirements. There are different ways of getting onto the course. There's shorter courses and longer, but generally, if you can get any extra work experience or volunteer work, anything that you can get involved in that'll set you apart from other people is always good.
Because that's what they really like, isn't it? Yeah. Showing your communication skills and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fantastic. If you had to give my listeners some advice on, we'll use the theme of this weekend, really, their independence, what would you basically want to say to them, and why, really?
Don't be afraid to ask for help. It doesn't make you less independent if you ask for help. It'll help you get your independence.
Mm-hmm. We were given some really good advice this weekend, that you have to find the want to and the have to. So if someone's pestering you, always telling you to do something, and you don't really think you're that keen on it, you have to find out what you'll get from that, and then that'll give you your reason to do that thing. And just make sure that you're doing something that you want to do and something that you love.
And I think as well, like, everybody should set their own like personal goals as well, because then you've got something to kind of aspire to as well.
Oh, fantastic. Well, a big thank you to the OT girls for agreeing to join me.
If you don't mind, can I just ask you a question, Rowan?
Yeah, go for it.
Can I just ask you what you think that you've got from this weekend? Because obviously it's all very coming from us, what we've got from it, but it would be nice to know what you've got from it as well.
I mean, it's great getting to meet you all and so forth, and especially getting to work with people like Sophie and, of course, Martina, and obviously you two. Yeah, so I think that's basically my...
Is there one particular thing that you enjoyed most about the weekend?
Well, I enjoyed a lot of it, really.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be nice to keep in contact with all of you and just sort of just occasionally say hey and stuff if we see each other online or whatever. But I think that's about it, really.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Again, a big thank you to the OTs for joining me for this interview.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
No worries.